The plan is that this week we'll learn Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday we'll learn Inyani Pesach, and Thursday we'll do Parshas HaShavua, maybe Parshas Tav. So in Pesach, you have to start from Daf Lamed Hey, Omer Aleph, where the Gemara gives you a definition of what is Chometz. Chimutz is a chemical process which the Chachamim established based on experimentation. When you mix the chameshes mine dogon, the Mishnah says there are only five chameshes mine dogon, chitim, sarin, kusmin, shibol, shul, and shipoin, you mix them with water, and you let it sit long enough, we'll have to discuss how long is long enough, then it'll develop into chametz. Chametz is a process that takes a while. There's a beginning of the process, and then there's an end of the process. The beginning of the chametz process, up until a certain point, is mamish called matzah. And then when you reach a certain point in the chimutz process, that's called Seor. Shin Yud Alev Vav Resh, that's referred to in the Mishnah, Mem Ches Amid Beis. Not to be confused with the word Seor. That's in Chumash. We're going to discuss that also. What is chametz? What is Seor? But Seor means the beginning of the chimutz process. And then when the chimutz process is completed, that's called Siduk. That's when it has cracks all over. The chametz, the dough, you let the dough rise, and it rises so much it has cracks all over on the top and on the bottom. So that's the Gemar HaChimetz process. When is it considered the beginning of the Chimetz process is a Machlekes Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir in the Mishnah, and the Meila, when is it considered the end of the Chimetz process? Machlekes Amei Reb Yehuda, what's considered the beginning of the Chimetz process, what's considered the end of the Chimetz process? When you have flour mixed with water from the chameshes mine dogon, where the chimutz process began but it didn't finish yet, that's what we call chametz nukshe. The beginning of the process took place already. So what's taka the din of chametz nukshe, that you're not allowed to eat it on Pesach? Is that like a chatzi shir? Just like there's a chatzi shir in Kamus, if you eat a kazayis chametz b'Pesach, you chayv kores. If you eat less than a kazayis of chametz b'Pesach, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether chatzi shir asim in haTorah or it's asim in the Rabbanon. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The chatzi shir is asim in haTorah. Here it's a chatzi shir in Echus. It's not a chatzi shir. I'm eating more than a kazayis. But the chimutz process is incomplete. It's only seyor. So that's a machlokes, but also machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's not that clear. That's the first machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. When is the beginning of the process? When is the end of the process? That's explicit in the Mishnah. The additional machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir, whether eating chometz nukshe, where the process began but it didn't finish yet, whether that's an isa derais and isa rabbanon, that's not that explicit in the Mishnah, but that's in the Gemara in Menachos. They tell you on the side of the Gemara, on the margin, to look at Menachos Nun Gimel, so the Gemara Menachos understands that that's a second machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether eating seor constitutes an isa derais and isa derabbanon. So here again on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Gemara explains that the Gemara points out there is a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim, whether Uriz v'doichen is bole de chimutz or not. So the Ramban, in the beginning of Perek Elu Treifus, in the third Perek in Chulin, Ramban quotes the Kasha from the Talmud Yerushalmi, how is it feasible, how is it possible to have a machlokes hatanaim, whether Uriz v'doichen is bole de chimutz? How did they establish the whole chameshes mine dogon? By experimentation. So why didn't they experiment? They should have taken rice and ground it up and made flour. And then they should have let it sit with water, mix it with water, and see whether it's going to be bole de chimutz or bole de sirchum. That's the other. If you make potato starch and you mix it with water and you let it rise, that's called sirchum. That chemical reaction is not called chimutz, that's called sirchum. There are two different reactions. One is called chimutz, one is called sirchum. So kitnias are not bole de chimutz, it's bole de sirchum. So what shaykh to have a machlek is Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim Bayoris v'dochem, why didn't they experiment and determine whether it's bole de chimutz, bole de sirchum? So Yishalmi answers they did experiment. They mixed the Arizu Dechem with water, and they were looking at it. And Rabbi Chaman Neri said, there you have it, that's called Chimutz. And the Chacham said, no, that's called Sirchan. It's something in between Chimutz and Sirchan. And they were arguing, where do you draw the line? What's considered Chimutz was considered Sirchan. So this Machlekes HaTanaim, Rabbi Chaman Neri Chachamim, is relevant here, B'negeh Tachamitz, where the Arizu Dechem is Baladei Chimutz. It's relevant b'negeh to chala. What's the issue by chala? There's a chiyuv chala v'hei b'cholchem elechem ha'aretz. What does chala have to do with chametz? What does chala have to do with chametz? So the Gemara establishes, based on psukim and chumash, that in order to be chayv and chala, it has to be lechem. V'hei b'cholchem elechem ha'aretz. If you make oatmeal cereal, or you make, let's say, Cheerios or Wheaties or something, the pashtus is, even if you have a ton of it, you're not chayv and chala. Chiyuv chala is only if you have a loaf shape. It has to be a tzuris hapas. The Gemara says in Brachas that sometimes on pas you say hamoitzi, sometimes you say mezoinus. We call it pas abobikisn. It's a subcategory of pas. Pas is lechem. So sometimes you say hamoitzi lechem in hort, and sometimes you say bari min mezoinus. If you say bari min mezoinus on oatmeal cereal and on Wheaties and on Cheerios also. So oatmeal cereal, the pashtus is if you eat a ton of it, it doesn't convert to become hamoitzi. You never have to wash. You never have to recite birchas hamazon. If you eat enough cake and cookies, so then the Gemara says, if it's pasa bobikis, and you eat enough of it, you kaber suda on it, then I say that it becomes hamoitzi and birchas hamazon, and you have to wash until it's your dime. That difference between yes, until it's dime is only the rabbonah. What bracha to recite hamoitzi versus baramin mizonis is only with the rabbonah. The whole Birchas Hanenin is only with the Rabbanan. The Pashtus and the Gemara sounds like it seems to imply that the difference whether you say Birchas Hamoz and you say Al HaMichya sounds like that's also only with the Rabbanan. That's the question, is that really correct? But that's what it seems from this Gemara. The whole difference, all the three differences, if you eat a lot of cake and cookies, you have to wash and say Hamoitzi and say Birchas Hamoz. If you eat a little bit of a cake and cookies as a snack, you don't have to wash, and you say mezenis, and you say alamich, you don't say birch zamazin. That difference is only mid the rabbanon on the level of the raisa. They're both pas. The pas of abikistan is a subcategory of pas. It's called lechem. So chiyuv chalo you have hoya bachochem elechem haaretz. In our Torah, the chiyuv chalo is only in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it says hoya bachochem elechem haaretz. We live in chutz laaretz. Those of us who live in America live in chutz laaretz. So we only have chiyuv chala mid the rabbanon. So, but the pasuk talks about lechem. So they're both called lechem. The pas and the pas of kisna are both called lechem. So there is a chiyuv chala al pi pashas. Even if you're making cake and cookies, which you plan to eat as a snack, just to say bari min mezoinus, the pashas is still chayv and chala because it is considered lechem. There is a difficult aruch hashulchan who quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a difficult Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah interprets a difficult, problematic Gemara in Perek Ketzah Mevorchim. The Gemara says sometimes Yechayv Chala, sometimes not. So the Orach HaShulchan quotes La'alocha, Rabbeinu Yonah, that if you make cake and cookies that you always eat as a snack, you don't have to be Mafresh Chal. The Pashtus says it's against all the Mishnah, it's against the whole Yeridaya. Pashtus says you make cake and cookies, it's also called Lechem, it's a subcategory of Lechem. It's Pasa Babi Kisnan, that's a subcategory, which is sometimes makes an afkamina for these dinim derabbanon, the Birchas Hamazon with the Netilas Yadayim, with the Hamoitzi, but on the level of the rice, it's all called the same lechem. So the Gemara says that in order to be considered lechem, it has to be bole de chimutz. So that's why the Mishnah says, these chameshes mine dogon are not only relevant b'negeh to chametz, only the chameshes mine dogon are boim l'dei chimutz, and the Arizu v'derchen is the machlekes Rabbeinu Menuri and the Chachamim. They experimented and they argued, is that called chimutz, is that called sirchon? But the Mishnah and Chala lists it off also. In order to be chay v'chala, has to be lechem. In order to be called lechem, the mashmas of the psukim is, it has to be boim l'dei chimutz. Where else do we have a din that depends on the chameshes mine dogon? What other dinim do we have that depend on the chameshes mine dogon? Erevei chatzeres. The Gemara says that's a din mederabbanan. Shlomo HaMelech made a takana mederabbanan. If you have an apartment building, menatora, the whole thing is one big rishus hayochid. What's the difference who lives there? What's the difference who owns it? made a takan. If a different family lives here and a different family lives there, and both of the families have the right to use the hallway in between, so you're not allowed to carry from the bais to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the bais, from the bais to the bais, without making a nerev chatzeres. What does it mean a nerev chatzeres? So let's say you have 100 tenants in the building, so 99 tenants have to leave pas, have to be leave a lechem in one apartment. The family who lives in that apartment lives there. The other 99 families are considered as if they live there. So that's Erev Chatzer. So the Gemara says that Eim Arvin Ela B'Pas Shemavachem Olav HaMoitzi, or the Gemara says if you have Pas HaBobi Kisnin, which is sometimes HaMoitzi, sometimes Mezainus, so sometimes it can't be HaMoitzi if you Kaveh Sud on it. So then the Gemara says, so that's Marvin B'Pas, that's considered Pas. It's a subcategory of Pas. So that's a Din Midirabbanan, that... that it's only called lechem if it's made from the chameshes mini dogon, and therefore, for every chatzeris purposes, you have to have dafke pas. What other dinim deraisa do you have? Chodosh. The prohibition of chodosh. The Mishnah says in Menachos that one is not permitted to eat the tvua chadosha that was planted after Pesach. When it comes first day chalamai Pesach, they're supposed to bring the minchas ha'emer and the beis hamikdash. That's matar the yisa chodosh. So whatever grain took root after the Hakrabas Minchas HaEmer, so you have to wait till next Pesach, till you bring the Minchas HaEmer next Pesach. There is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no Minchas HaEmer, so the Gemara says, Itzuma Shal Yoyim is Mater the Chodesh, because the Pasuk says, Lech Mekolo V'Karmel Lo Yisochlu Tvua Arechem, because it says Lechem, so that's it, the word Lechem means Bole Dechimotz. If it's not Bole Dechimotz, it doesn't qualify as Lechem. So lechem mekolo v'karmel, even though you're not allowed to eat the chodosh even in the form of a kernel of grain, or if you're going to make oatmeal cereal out of it, also you're not allowed to eat it. But since the pasuk speaks about lechem, so it's only called lechem if it's from the chameshes min hadogan, so the isa chodosh applies. You're not allowed to eat the chodosh before hakrovas min chasoim, or bizman hazat telitzum shalyoim, adetzem ayam zahar aviyachem zayim atnu, for either one or the other, whichever comes first. Either Hakrovas Minchas HaEmer in the morning, or Etzem HaYom HaZeh till the end of Yitzum HaShel Yom, to the end of the first day Chol HaMoed, that's Matar the Yisur Chodesh. How many dinim do you have that depend on Chameshes Min HaDogan? You have Matzah. You only Yotze Matzah if it's Lechem. Lechem only. It has to be Lechem. Only Chai Mishum Chometz if it's Bolei Dechimotz. It doesn't have to be in the form of Lechem. If you drink Schnapps, that's not in the form. You never say HaMoitzi on Schnapps. You never say HaMoitzi on oatmeal cereal, but still it's an Isa Chometz, a real Isa Chometz. So, in order to be Yotze, the mitzvah matzah has to be Lechem Oini, Lechem, and Lechem has to be Chameshes Mini Dogon. In order to be Chai Mishum Chometz, it has to be Bolo De Chimotz, so it has to be Chameshes Mini Dogon. In order to say HaMoitzi, that's only a Dinder Rabbanon. In order to wash until the Shadayim is a Dinder Rabbanon. In order to bench Birchas HaMozen, that's a Dinder Raisa already. But Bichas HaMosen versus Alamichia, that sounds from the Gemara, that's only Midirabbanon. That difference is only Midirabbanon. So if you're Kaveh Suda, then you say Bichas HaMosen. If you're not Kaveh Suda, then you say Alamichia. But in principle, if you eat Kidei Sviya from the bread, then you chayiv, from the cake and the cookies from the bread, then you chayiv Bichas HaMosen deraisa. So that's a din deraisa. Then Chiyav Chalo is a din deraisa. Then Erev Chatzeres is a din Midirabbanon. Then the Chodosh. That's a din deraisa. What about ktsiras chodosh? The Mishnah has the two prohibitions of chodosh. One is not to eat chodosh. Lech v'kav kamal lo'isochlu. Ad ha'v'yachem, whichever comes first. Either ha'v'yachem is oim atnufa, if you bring the mincha saim or bright and early in the morning, at the 8 o'clock in the morning, so then the chodosh is mutter. And if there's no beis hamikdash to bring the mincha saim, is ad etzem ayam is ad itzum shal yom. What does it mean itzum shal yom? The daytime part of the day, as opposed to the night before, first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, say Yitzum Shel Yom, that means the daytime part of the day. And then the Gemara says, till what? Till the beginning of the daytime part of the day, till the end of the daytime part of the day. So the Mishnah says that this was one of the nine takonas of Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. When he was chief rabbi, the Gemara says he made nine takonas. So one of the nine takonas was that the day of Tenufa Sa'omer, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, he made a takona, Yom Hanef, Kula Yasa, you're not allowed to eat Chodosh all day long, till the end of the day. Why? So the Gemara says, that's not a takona de rabbanon, that's dorash vehiskin. He darshan the pasuk and he publicized his psak. This was a din deraisa that ad etzem ayam azed isacharish is ad itzum shel yom and ad viyad bechlal till the end of the day, not till the beginning of the day. So that was a din deraisa. He made public his psak. He let everybody know you have to wait till the end of the day. Right. So that's the Yisr Achilas Chodesh. Then the Gemara has, the Mishnah has a Menachas. There's another prohibition. You're not allowed to harvest the Tvua Chadosha before you harvest. That's a Shaila in the Gemara. You're not allowed to harvest the Tvua Chadosha in Eretz Yisrael before what? There's an Yisr. Is that because the Minchas Ayim is supposed to be Reishis Kitzirchem? Reishis, the first thing you harvest from the Chameshis Minidogan. You harvest other things other than Chameshis Minidogan. The Minchas Ayim only comes Min HaSorim, from the barley. It doesn't come from Chitim, doesn't come from the other Minim. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to harvest any of the Chameshis Minidogan. Before what? Before you harvest, before the Kohen cuts the Tvua that he's going to use for the Minchas Ayim. So the Minchas Ayim should be Reishis Kitzirchem al HaKoyin. So if you're going to harvest something else, then the Minchas Ayim will be lacking in the Minchas Ayim. It won't be called Reishis Kitzirchem. So once the Koyin harvested it, even though they don't bring it, they harvested Leil Tezayin. First they Chalamayt Pesach in Eretz Yisod. There's no Yontav Shenish Shel Golias. So the first day Chalamayt Pesach is Tezayin. So Leil Tezayin, they do Kitzirchem al HaKoyin. And then they bring the Minchas Ayim at 8 o'clock in the morning on the first day Chalamayt Pesach. So what about in between? After the Kohanim did the Ktziras Ayim or Leil Tezayin, is everybody else allowed? Who's going to do in the middle of the night? Well, let's say they have machinery. Let's say they have they want to do the harvesting of all of the Tvua in Eretz Yisrael. It's Chalamayt. You're not supposed to harvest. You're not supposed to do a Malacha. Let's say there's some kind of Dovah Ha'avid. You have some kind of a Heter. Is it permissible already to harvest the rest of the Tvua in Eretz Yisrael after Ktziras Ha'omer, because the Omer is already Reishis Ktzirchem? But he's saying no, it's not just in order that the Omer should be Reishis Ktzirchem. Just like there's an Isra Achilas Chadosh, there's an Isra Ktziras Chadosh, you have to wait till Hakrovas Minchas Ha'omer. So Tosis and Menachos learned that this is a Machloikis Amoraim in the Gemara. What is the Matir? When is it, from what moment on is it permissible to do Ktziras HaChodosh, after Ktziras Minchas Ha'omer, because you're only interested, you don't allow Ktziras Chodosh before Ktziras Minchas Ha'omer, because you want Minchas Ha'omer to be Reishis Ketzirchem. If you did harvest, you did wrong, but so you were Pogeya, and you won't be able, Klal Yisrael won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah B'Shalei Musa of having Reishis Ketzirchem. Is that the whole din? Or is it din? No, somehow there's an Yisr Chodosh, and the matter for the Yisr Chodosh is Hakrovas Minchas Ha'omer. So you're not allowed to harvest your own private katzir until after Hakrovas Minchas Ha'omer. So Tosfos learned that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So again, these were all the dinim that are based on the Chameshis Minidog, and this machlokes Abyechem Menuri Nachachamim is across the board in all of the cases. We didn't get to all the dinim. Would you say Hamoitzi on the Arizvatechen? Would it be Chayi Bechalo? And so on and so forth. Yeah, what is chametz? What is sa'or? So chametz is if you have the chameshis minidog and it sits for a while with water. The Gemara says if you only mix it with mei peiros. The Gemara says on the top line on Lamin Hem, Beisim Sochim Mei Peris Hei Machmitzin. That's a problem. On Lamin Hem, Beis, it says Mei Peris Hei Machmitzin. Then you get to Lamin Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara talks about Mei Peris Amin Maher Lahachmitz. Isu Shani Losha B'yayin V'shem Rudvash, because it's Mei Peris, is going to be Min Maher Lahachmitz. It'll become Chametz faster than if you would have only mixed it with water. So what do you mean by here? The Gemara says not machmitzen at all. So Rashi is bothered with the kashan lamed vav amid aleph. So Rashi answers, may peris ein machmitzen. The top line on lamed hamid base means that it cannot become chametz dagen gamur. You won't have an isur koris on it. But it's memar lahachmitz. The beginning of the chametz process will take place faster. If you mix flour with water, It'll take a while. We have to see the Gemara how long it takes. But if you mix meperis with water, the beginning of the process will occur faster, but it'll never lead to the end of the process. So you never have siduk, seyor, where we quoted the Mishnah. Mishnah's on Memches on the base. Seyor is the beginning of the chimitz process, and siduk is the gemar of the chimitz process. That was a machlegza, meir abuda, the iser, the prohibition against eating chomitz nuksha, the beginning of the chimitz process, is that an iser derais, is that an iser derabanan. That's what the gemar menochas nun gimel points out, the second machlegza, abuda, rab meir, even though it's not that explicit in the Mishnah. So the Rashi explains, if you mix meperis with water, the chimutz process will begin earlier, but it'll never get complete. So you'll never have a chiyuv koras. Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natam disagrees with Rashi. The long Tosis on Lamed Hem and Beis. Tosis disagrees with Rashi, and they hold. It seems from the Gemara meperis eimachmitzim. If you mix flour with meperis, you can let it sit all day and all night forever, and it won't turn into chametz at all. It won't even come to the beginning of the chimutz process. That's not a problem. So how do you deal with this Gemara? The Gemara says it's not proper on Pesach to mix the flour with yain shemen advash because meperis amimahe lahachmitz. So the Rabbi Natam understands what it means is if you have meperis with water. If you wouldn't have any water at all, meperis wouldn't be machmitz at all. But now that you have water, so it should have taken a certain amount of time. But if you mix in meperis in the water, then that'll cause the water to be mimah lahachmitz. It'll become chametz even faster. But meperis alone don't become chametz at all. Then Tosis writes, they're not sure. At the end of the long Tosis on Lamed Hem, the last 10 lines, the last 15 lines, Tosis writes, Uvimei Beitzim, this topic Rashi. We don't have it in Rashi, but Tosis quotes, they were grandchildren from Rashi. So Rashi wasn't sure if you mix flour, Pesel Dika flour, with Mei Beitzim. Rashi was mesupik, ichoshiv mei peris o lo. Do you treat it like mei peris, that it's memay lahachmitz, but it'll never become chametz dog and gomer, or maybe it's just like water. While fish on a rhyme, shahuisa, nasis, ovo, bohem, yoser, mi bemai. Maybe it's mamish like water. So Rashi was a mesupik. Maybe it's mimar lahachmitz. Maybe mei beitzim is mimar lahachmitz. Or maybe it's mamish like water. Rabbi Natam noag heta bedover. Rabbi Natam thought that there's no problem at all. Mei beitzim is mei peris. Egg matzis, if all it has is egg matzis, or has egg matzis and orange juice or whatever, and wine. So if it's only all mei peris, when it's mei peris, Rabbi Natam thinks that there's no problem. V'hoyo noyeg lecho be'erev Pesach acha dalet shoes ugo sheni lo shebebeitzim. The Yerushalmi says, we don't have this in the Gemara. The Yerushalmi says, it's not permissible to eat matzah be'erev Pesach before you get to the Seder. So the Tosfos says, hayna matzah hariyo lotzis bo'yidei choyva v'zu matzah shiri. If you have egg matzahs and matzah shira, the Gemara has such a din. Gemara says that the pasuk says lechem oini. The Gemara lamed vav and man alef says the pasuk says lechem oini. So the word oini teaches us a lot of dinim. So one of the many dinim is, we have to go through all the dinim. One of the many dinim is that you only yotzei on Leil HaSeder if you have lechem oini. If it's matzah shira, then you're not yotzei. So the Gemara gives four examples of matzah shira, isu sheni loisha, b'yayin shemen dvash v'cholov. So the Rambam holds that that's all. Only those four mashkim is matzah shira, and everything else is good for Leil HaSeder. So according to the Rambam, if you have egg matzahs, you can be yotzei with egg matzahs by the Seder. And we don't accept the Rambam's opinion. It's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Achronim don't understand. They think it does make Aruch HaShulchan Aruch. He doesn't understand. It doesn't make any sense. So they usually assume, like Tosfos, that the Rabbi Natam says that Isur Sheni Loshen, any Mei Peris, is considered a Matzah Shir. Why should it only be restricted to these Dalid Minim, to the Yain Shem and Dvash and Cholov? Why? So Rabbi Natam says, Isur Sheni Loshen, the Mei Beitzim, the Mei Peris, is basically not bothered the chimitz at all. So there's no problem of chametz. Not like Rashi that it's been my lahachmas. The tchilas achimitz process will happen earlier, and you'll have siduk. You'll have seir. You'll have the beginning. You have the seir, which is either an isa deraisa, isa derabbana, depending on the machlegs ameir rebuta. So the Rabbein Tam holds not. So may peiros alone is not bole dechimutz at all, and it's mutter to eat it even on erev Pesach. That the din in the Yerushalmi, that it's not permissible to eat matzah ber Pesach. It's only matzah lechem oini. Matzah haruya lotzis boy decha v'bezu matzah ashirihi. This is also all may peiros. Constitute matzah shir. Matzah shir you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. According to Rashi, you shouldn't make egg matzahs at all. Whenever there's an isa chametz, you shouldn't make egg matzahs, because the Gemara says it's min mahir lahachmetz. They made peris even without water. I'm in mahir lahachmetz, and you may not be able to control it. That's a machloikas hatanoim. Is it permissible to be losh isa on Pesach or for Pesach? With May Peris. So one Tana says May Peris on a Malahachmas, you won't be able to control it, and you may not realize May Tana Techomets. So the Rabbi Natam, on Erev Pesach he was Mekel. On Erev Pesach, this Chomets doesn't have Koris. On Pesach, the Chomets is Mochom. On Pesach, Chomets is Bemashu. On Erev Pesach, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, Chomets is not Bemashu. Chomets is only Bemashu if it gets mixed up on Pesach. That's the Girsa that we have in the Gemara. That's the top line on Daf Lamed and Aleph. Amar Rabbi Hilchasa that Chometz bePesach is bMashu. Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam, and the Shiltas had a different gears in the Gemara. The Chometz is not bMashu. There is no such din. The only ones who say the Chometz is bMashu, that's if you hold like Rav Shmuel, both held like Rabbi Yudit. Rabbi Yudit's opinion is that Min Beminoi bMashu. So Chometz bePesach is an Isa Chomur. You have an Isa Kares. So it makes sense, as far as no sense, is that you make exera de rabbanon min b'sheina mina otam min b'mina. But if we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda at all, we don't hold that min b'mina b'mashu. So why should we make exera? What min b'sheina mina otam min b'mina? But min b'mina gufa is not b'mashu. So what are we being machmer about? So we nonetheless we hold that's a girsa nigmar. Chametz b'pesach is b'mashu. And the Rabbi Natam quotes the Shiltas, they didn't have this Giris in the Gemara. They have the Chametz bePesach is b'shishim. It's bottle b'shishim. So we're machmir the Chametz bePesach is b'mashu because of the Isa Kares. Chametz on Erev Pesach, if the Chametz gets mixed up before Pesach, Chametz gets mixed up Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there is no Isa Kares. But then we say Chametz is bottle b'shishim. Then once it's bottle b'shishim before Pesach, even if you're even permitted to eat it on Pesach, we wouldn't say Chosevanir. It doesn't wake up again, doesn't come back again. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Rambam's opinion is not so. The Rambam's opinion is that even if the Tarubis or Chametz occurred before Pesach, the Rambam holds Chametz be'erev Pesach was also b'mashu. And even if the Tarubis occurred before Erev Pesach, when it comes Erev Pesach, it's again going to be b'mashu. When it comes Pesach, it'll be b'mashu. It doesn't help that it was Nizbatel Kodem HaPesach. It's going to be Chayzevinir. It'll return again. Lisur. The Ramah Paskin is a compromise, whether they say Chosevinir or not. So the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch says it depends whether it's a Tarubis of Yavish B'Yavish or a Tarubis of Lach B'Lach. If you have, let's say, a food that has a Chometz ingredient. So the Chometz ingredient is all mixed in. So that's Lach B'Lach. Not that you have a cookie with so much sugar. Let's say you have a cake or a cookie with an awful lot of sugar. So if the flour is more than 50% and the sugar is less than 50%, that's called chametz bien. More than if roiv is chametz, then it's called chametz bien. It's not taruv is chametz. If you have a little bit of an ingredient, you have some kind of a mixture. So let's say you have a latkes. So you put in a little bit of chametz dika flour in order to hold it together, or in order to give it more of a body, whatever. If you only put in flour to hold it together, then the latkes are still going to be bar prihu adam, a potato latkes, or the potato kugel. And if you put in more flour, not only to hold it together, the devik bialma, you put in so much flour that it gives it more body, it's more filling, then it'll be bar minim zainis, even though the flour is less than 50%. But if the flour ingredient is less than 50%, that's called taruvis chametz. That's not called chametz bien. So that's called a taruvus of lach b'lach. You have an ingredient. An ingredient of chametz is less than 50%, and then it's not nikr. It's not the Oymid Biyen. If you have, let's say, a seven-layer cake, so you have icing on top, and then next layer, you have a whole bunch of layers. And more than 50% of the whole thing is goo. More than 50% is liquidy sugar, and less than 50% of it is the cake. But that's Chametz Biyen. You see, there's cake, there's cake, there's cake, and there's goo, there's sugar. That's not Taruvus Chametz. Taruvus Chametz means it's not noticeable. You have a roiv of non-chametz and a miyot of chametz, and the chametz is not nikir bimkomo. So that's called taruvus chametz. So the Rabbeinu Tam was choshish for Rashi on Pesach. He wouldn't eat egg matzahs on Pesach because chametz bePesach is bekoris, and Rashi was machmer. Rabbeinu Tam is Rashi's grandson. So Rashi was machmer that the meit peiris amimahir lahachmitz, the tchilas hachimitz process will occur earlier. And the Gemara says you shouldn't mix in meit peiris. Rabbeinu Tam holds the pshat in the Gemara's meit peiris with water is going to be ma'al hachmes. But Rashi learns meit peiris alone. So out of respect for Rashi Shita, he wouldn't eat the egg matzah on Pesach. But on Erev Pesach, he was lenient. Rabbeinu Tam, no akhata v'domen achal be'erev Pesach. That's how the Tosafot quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Lo malo liboy, he wouldn't violate Rashi Shita on Pesach, but on Erev Pesach, he took the liberty of being mekel, because chametz bar Pesach is not as chomer as chametz bit Pesach. Eating chametz on Pesach is in Issa loisesei.
What was the Rambam's pshar?
So Rambam makes a pshar between lach balach and yovish biyovish. If you have an ingredient of, let's say, you mix in a little bit of flour into a kugel, and the flour is bottled b'shishim, you have less than, you have way more than shishim in it. So if the tarubis occurred before Pesach, so then the din is that it's not chayzer b'niyah. It remains mutter to eat it even on Pesach. Unless it was baked in a chametz liquid pan. Unless it was baked in a tin pan. So then once it's bottled, cut it by Pesach, so you don't say chayzer b'niyah. But let's say you had a chametz dika matzah, it got mixed in with two Pesach dika matzahs. 10 Pesach dika matzahs and one chametz dika matzah. You can't identify which is which. They look exactly the same. So you should ask an expert who knows. Someone can tell the difference between a chametz dika matzah and a Pesach matzah. There's no one around, there's no way to tell. So that's called a taruvus of yovish biyovish. So the din is on Erev Pesach, chametz is not b'mashu. We pass on the Rambam holds even on Erev Pesach, chametz is b'mashu. But we don't pass like the Rambam. Ashkenazim don't pass like the Rambam. So on Erev Pesach, you would be allowed to eat any one of the matzahs because it's chad betrayis bottle. Yovish biyovish b'meminoi, chad betrayis bottle. But that tarubis of chametz dika matzah that got mixed in with the five Pesach dika matzahs, that on Erev Pesach it would be permissible to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it for a different reason, because you don't eat, not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, even for sure it's Pesach dika matzah. But let's say for some reason or another, he has to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. So we would say that that's chad betray is bottle on Erev Pesach. But then when it comes Lev Pesach, so then we would say that that is chayzer b'niyah. Yavish would be chayzer b'niyah. He got it. There's a Rambam like that. There's a Sugim Pcheres and Afchov Gimel, where the Gemara has it as like a philosophical, abstract Chakira. What's the nature of the din of Bittel? When something is bottled by Rub, something is bottled by Shishim, do you say that it's Kamanda Leisei Domi? It's considered as if it's not there at all. You say, no, it's Kamanda Isei Domi, but it's Mutter. So it's very strange. What's an Afkaminim? So the Gemara says, an Afkamin is, would you say Chayz of Anir? If something was Nizbatel, would you say it's Chayz of Anir? So how do we paskin on that shaila in the Gemara? It's a strange shaila. So there's a stir in the Rambam. The Rambam in one place writes it is chozer b'niyah, in one place he writes ain't chozer b'niyah. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes from the Mahari Kurkis, who was bothered with the kasha. So he said the Rambam understood that when the sugya there in Bechoros comes to a certain point, the Gemara is distinguishing between lach balach and yovish biyovish. That if the taruvus of yovish biyovish, there's no blila, it's not blending in. It's a taruvus of suffix. So then we say that it's kemanda yisei domi, and it, therefore it's going to be chayzer b'niyah. But if it'll be a taruvus of lach balach, it's an ingredient, and it blends in, everything is a taruvus yesh blila. That's the definition of lach balach, means there's blila. Yavish biyavish, there is no blila. Have 10 matzahs, 9 are pesach dik, and 1 is chametz dik, and you can't tell which is which. That's a taruvus of suffix. It's not a taruvus of blila. They don't have to be near each other at all. One can be in California, one can be in New York, and one can be in Alaska. And it's a chad betray will be bottled. They don't have to be near each other. It's a different kind of a taruvus. So So the Rambam makes such a compromise. The Rambam understood that the Gemara, at one point in the Gemara, the Gemara distinguished between Lach Balach and Yavish B'Yavish. That's how the Rambam Paschal said. That's where the Ramah got this psak. You look, Shlomo LeVilna, who was the Magiyah on the Vilna Shas, he was a Dayan of Vilna when they were printing the Vilna Shas. So he has his Ha'oris in the end of the Vilna Shas that's called Cheshek Shlomo. So on that Gemara, M'choris on Daf Chav Gimel, he points this out. That the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkis, who says within the Rambam the distinction between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. He said this is the basis for the Psak HaRamah in Hilchus Pesach. That if it's Yavish B'Yavish, we say Chozer V'Nir. If it's Lach B'Lach, we don't say Chozer V'Nir, because it's a difference. Yavish B'Yavish is considered Kamanda Isei Dami, and Lach B'Lach is considered in the language of the Gemara Kamanda Leisei Dami.
According to Tosos's opinion, is matzah shira only if there's no water at all that was mixed with it? Because they said if there is water mixed with it, then it is machmets.
He would agree that it is machmets, yeah. If you have may peris with water, then not only is it machmets, it's memaila hachmets. The may peris will cause the water to be memaila. May peris alone are never machmets, but may peris with water, the rabbi asked the gemara lam involvement, and that'll be memaila hachmets.
When they make egg matzah, is it just egg they use, or do they also put water in it?
They don't put water, no. They only put eggs and some other kind of a juice. What kind of juice do they put in? I forgot about it.
Apple juice.
I think it's apple cider. But it's all made Paris, yeah. Unless you say Rashi was Mesupin. Mesupin koye Rashi. Maybe May Beitzim is Dina Kemai Mamish. That's where Rashi was Mesupin. But we don't assume so. We assume that it's made Paris.
So according to Rashi, Matzah Shira is Hametz. Or it's Sapik Hametz.
If you have May Paris alone without any water, it'll be Memahe Lahachmetz, according to Rashi, but it'll never reach the stage of Siduk, which is real Chometz Dogen Gomel, which will have Koris. It'll hasten the beginning of the process. That's what we call Chometz Nukshan. That's Seir. Seir means the beginning of the process.
So what we have is Matzah Shira. You can't have
that. So we're Machmeh, right. Instead of Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't have matzah sheni losha be mei peris, because it'll be memar lahachmas, even if it has no water in it, right? The reason why Streitz has the hashgacha, had the hashgacha for Rabbaron Soloveitchik, all the Rabbanim gave the hashgacha on Streitz. So I remember Rabbaron Soloveitchik, when he was a Rebbe here in the Yeshiva, he asked him, how does he give the hashgacha? And they only write in Hebrew that it's only mutter l'cholem l'skenim l'ktanim. You should write it in English, that no one's supposed to, only Cholem Miskenim Akhtanim should eat the egg matzah. So he said he thinks that his egg matzah is mutter even according to Rashi. Why? Because the din is, when does it become chametz? You have to have, when you make matzah, you mix flour with water and you bake it in the oven. So that's not chametz, that's matzah. So how long does it have to sit before you bake it that it should turn into chametz? So the Gemara has a discussion on this. Where is this? Mem Vav Amen Aleph. Let's see. Everybody knows what a Cheresh Shaita B'Katan is. A Cheresh is a deaf mute. He can't speak and he can't hear. He can't communicate with him. So the Mishnah talks about Batzik HaCheresh. I have a dough and it doesn't communicate with us. It's just sitting there. I mixed flour with water and I made a whole dough. And it's not telling us. You don't see any cracks on top, on the bottom. You don't know siduk, no seir, no nothing. It never becomes chametz. So the Mishnah says, Miyeshka yotzi bo she'echmetz, I made two batches of dough simultaneously. And one of them is rising and it has cracks all over the place. Either it's seir, the beginning of the process, or it's siduk, the gemara of the process. And the other one is not communicating at all. You don't know what's doing. So the Mishnah says, if the other batch of dough is kneaded the same time as this one, and that's already seir, that's already siduk, so even though this one is not communicating any messages to us, harei zasa. So this is also seir, this is also siduk. The Gemara said, what about ein sham kayetz, but what if I only made one batch of dough? That's the Gemara's question, amem vav amen alav. What if I only made one batch of dough, and I mixed it with water, and then no cracks, not on the top, not on the bottom, so it's never going to become chametz. So the Gemara says, no. Zok the Gemara, kedei sheyahal chodam imigdal nunya letveria mil. If you let the flour, if you kneaded the flour with the water and it's sitting there for sheyah mil, then you have to be concerned. Maybe the chimitz process has begun. Yeah. Why did he say the amount of time that it takes to walk kedei sheyahal chodam and odam beidani will walk from one city to the other from migdal nunya until tveria? And that walk would take a mil. Why does he have to tell you how long it is? Let him say a mil. How long is a mil? When an average person will walk from Migdal Nunya to the city Tveria. So how far is that? So the Mechaber writes 18 minutes. Mechaber writes like that. 18 minutes. Mechaber writes Reva Shoah, a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes, plus a 20th of an hour. So if there's 60 minutes in an hour, so a 20th of an hour is another 3 minutes. And the Mechaber writes that it's 18 minutes. That's why the Mishnah Brura always assumes that the Shir Mil is 18 minutes. Yeah. The Vilna Goyen in Hilchas Pesach, when the Mechaber writes this din, Shir Mil, where is this? Here, this is in Simen Tov Nun Tes Sif Beis. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Mishnah, Batzik Acherish and the Shir Mil, so the Mechaber writes 18 minutes, so the Vilna Goyen has a long Arichas there. Based on the Gemara later in Psochim, how do you calculate this Mani Hayom? So he disagrees with the assumption of the Shulchan Aruch. You don't calculate, how do you determine when is Man Kriyashma, when is Man Tefillah? So you don't calculate from Alos HaShachar till Tzeisah Kohom, and the Vilna Gaon thinks that you calculate from sunrise to sunset. So based on the calculation, sunrise to sunset is going to come out a different shear for the shear mill. So the shear mill is really 22 and a half minutes. Professor Leo Levy used to live here in the neighborhood, so he put out, he learned in Chaim Berlin. He got smicha from Rabbi Broya, got smicha from Rabbi Hutna. So he's still alive. So he published a Sefer on Zmanim. So in his Sefer, he quotes Achrayim and say that the 18 minutes was a misunderstanding. They had a different time system, and the 18 minutes that they're talking about is the same as what we call 22 and a half minutes. It's really 22 and a half minutes, like the Vilna Gaon proves from the Gemara later in the ninth parak himself.
Rabbi Dr. Shabtai has an article where he says, why does everyone assume the Mechaber hears in a few places? By Elsa Shachar, he says 72 minutes between Elos and Nates. He says, why does everyone assume the Mechaber is talking 6 minutes instead of Zmanio? If the Mechaber everywhere in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, if they want to see 6 minutes, they say. They don't say everywhere to assume Zmanios. So he proves that the Mechaber's 18 is really 22 and a half anyway, because he says he's talking Shalos Manios. And that the Gemara is assuming that he's talking fixed minutes, but there's really no reason for it.
Okay. Is that very good? So the Mechaber never says. Okay. So is that very good? So the Gemara says that if you let the flour sit with the water for sheer mil, then you may already have a problem. Yeah. And the sheer mil is, that's the question. Sheer mil, the Mechaber writes 18 minutes, and we assume it's really 22 and a half minutes. Yeah. There's another Gemara earlier where the Gemara says, what if a person is mixing flour with water and he's kneading all day long? So the Gemara says it only becomes chametz, that's on Lamed Tes on the base, on the bottom of the daf. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, we have a brayse, Eilad Dvarim Sheinim Boim L'dei Chimus. The following things can never become chametz. Let's say I have matzah mil. So the matzah mil means I took flour with water and I baked it and I made it into matzah, and then I grind it up and I make flour out of it. Now, since it was already baked, it's ofuis, even if I let it sit all day long, it's not boli de chimutz. Hadova ha'ofui is not boli de chimutz. It's on this Gemara that there was a Talmud Chacham who learned Becharusa with the Nachlas David. His father, the father of the Talmud Chacham, I forgot his name. Father Talmud Chacham was a Rav, and he paid money to the Nachlas David to learn Becharusa with his son. So they made up, they're going to learn all of Talmud Bavli in 6 years. They're going to learn all of Zrayim the first year, and Moed the second year, and Nashim the third year. Instead of learning Daf Yomi, 7.5 years, so they decided they're going to finish one Seder every year. So they, after learning Epis for 3 years, they were in the middle of, they learned Zeroy Moed, the middle of Nashim, they got bogged down, and then Rav Chaim Volozhin sent a letter to the Nachlas David that he needs him, he should please come back to the yeshiva to give shiurim. So that was the end of their chavrusa. So this fellow who learned by chavrusa with the Nachlas David writes in the Hakdamah to his Eya, has a thin sefer, he'oris on all of Shas. Nothing major, little he'oris on all of Shas. So he says he was very sharp also, but he said the Nachlas David knew how to learn better than him, because the Nachlas David was born in a city that was closer to Vilna, so the influence of the Vilna Gaon's Derech HaLimud was already felt there. And he lived further away from Vilna, so the Hashpo of the Derech HaLimud of the Vilna Gaon didn't yet reach his city. And what was the Derech HaLimud of the Vilna Gaon? So as Derech HaLimud was, that first you learn the Gemara and then you learn the Shulchan Aruch. As opposed to the Minig all over was that, like in Satpan today, the influence of the Vilna Gaon still didn't reach them. So they have little children. They'll be able to rattle off a Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham, but they don't know the Gemaras that it's all based on. They don't know the Gemara, they don't know the Tais, the Marsh. The Magen Avraham is in the middle of all of Rashi and Tais and everything. And the Shachs in Yeridah is in the middle of a Marsha. The Shach and Cheshmish in the middle of a Marsha, middle of a Marshal. So they'll be learning Yeridah with the Shach without having first learned the Gemara with the Taisvans. So the Vilna Gaon said, you got to do Fakir. You have to first learn through Tanakh, then learn through Gemara, and then you learn through the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what he writes. The Nachlas David knew how to learn better than me because he learned the proper there. First he learned the Gemara. So in his Sefer, on his Gemara, he's the one who tells that story. That when the Hasidim started the meaning not to eat Gebroks, what's the chashash about eating Gebroks? The concern is, the Gemara says, Eilu dvarim she'ein bonu deichim, it's ofui. If you have a matzah that was baked already, so even if you soak it in water all day long, it'll not be bonu deichim. So the Hasidim introduced the Chumra, maybe that's only the ofui in the days of the Gemara, because it was baked very well. But maybe today, we don't do such a good job of baking it, so maybe part of the dough is still raw. Part of the dough is still raw, but the clock stopped ticking. It doesn't turn into chametz because the heat of the oven evaporated all of the moisture. So the process of chametz will be arrested. But now if I'll soak it in water, if I'll take a matzah in brocket, I'll soak it in water, so that it could be that part of the matzah is still raw. So by soaking in water, it'll be bole de chametz. So that was the whole concern. So Rav Chaim Volozhin heard that the Hasidim started such a custom, such a practice not to eat Kibroks and Pesach, so he came and he asked the Vilna Gaon, what does he say? So the Vilna Gaon, by definition, whatever the Hasidim do has to be wrong. The Hasidim do lifnei meshuas adin, against the din. the din is the din. Lifnei meshuas adin means against the din. That's how the Velt says, that's how the Mestagna say. Ein amaretz chassid. If you're an amaretz, you can't be a chassid, because the amaretz does know the din. So sometimes he'll fall in and do the right thing. To be a chassid, you have to know the din and to do faket. Lifnei meshuas adin. You have to be a Talmid Chacham to know what the din is, to know to do against the din. That's what the Mesnagdim say. So the Vilna Gaon wanted to demonstrate that he doesn't hold from the Chumra of Gebrok. So he put a knedel in the window in Vilna. Everybody should see that he does eat knedelach. So that whole story appears in this Sefer. I think it's called Afike Yehuda. I forgot already. On this Gemara, he has one little paragraph. That's the whole source of that story. There are Prime Volozhin, he asked the Vilna Gaon, and he put a knedel in the window to show that he doesn't hold from the din of Gebrok. So that's the first piece of Gemara. Then the Gemara continues to say, what if you're mixing dough, you mix flour with water, and you're kneading the dough, and you're kneading it for more than 18 minutes, more than 22 and a half minutes. So the Gemara says, kolzman that you have hisaskus, it's not going to turn into chametz. The only time you say you have up until the shear mill, and after the shear mill, after the 22 and a half minutes are up, then it may already begin the chametz process. That's if you're not doing any hisaskus. So the Gemara has a chiddush. What if you mix flour with water and it's sitting in a location and you have a leak in the ceiling and there's water dripping in, there's water dripping into this isa. So the Gemara says, kemach, shenofa l'toch adela, if you have flour and there's a drip that keeps on dripping in, afilu kalayam kula ein bole dechim, it's because that's enough hisaskus. That's provided the avit tif lahadi tif. If one drop keeps on following the other drop. If you have one drop now, one drop 20 minutes from now, one drop 20 minutes from now, say you add up all the shehiyas in between. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shehiyas would be netzarif. There's a din of shehiyah by shechita. If you shecht the behemah, and in the middle of the shechita, you take a pause to daven mincha, then you come back and continue to shecht. So that's a psul. That's one of the chamish shel shechita. Shehiyah. Shehiyah will make it into an avela. So the Gemara there has a discussion. Shiras ma'asha itztarfu. What if he shechts and he pauses 2 minutes, then he shechts a little bit more and he pauses 2 minutes? Then you add up all the pauses together to constitute a psul of shehiyah. So here there are more rites in Hilchas Pesach, and that simen, whatever was their tough nun tes, when he quoted that din of Basik Acherish, so there are more rites of Dava Pasha that shiras amit tarif over here. That if you have constant hisaskus, then it will not turn into chametz. But if you have a little hisaskus, then you have a pause of 5 minutes. Have a little hisaskus, another pause of 5 minutes. Little hisaskus, pause of 5 minutes. They add up all the shiyas and it'll add up to a shiur mil. Adds up to a shiur mil, then it'll turn into chametz.
How small do the shiyas have to be before they're irrelevant? They want to say it's a constant stream. Tifa had a tip implies it's dripping.
Yeah.
So if you have 1 second in between, you start counting those up, half a second, maybe more, what's the...
Don't know, it's a very good question. It's a very good question. And the Ran on the Rif has a discussion, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. The Magen Avraham quotes part of the Ran. It could be, maybe the shears are only mitztarfim if you have a slight hisaskus, because it's dripping, the water is dripping into it. But let's say the person needed dough and he left it alone for 5 minutes. Then he comes back and he needs again. So it could be that he undoes the whole, whatever was accomplished by the first 5 minutes of shiur, could be that it's totally undone. And then you have the clock starts all over again. You have another 22 and a half minutes. And then he's going to wait another 5 minutes and do a real hisaskus, a real kneading, a real job. He may undo whatever happened in the next 5 minutes of shiur. Could be that in such case, shiurs will not be mitztarfim. The Ramah does not distinguish. Amar writes that shiurs are mitztarfim. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Trumas Hadesh, and it says, based on the Ran, that it could be that it depends how much of a hisaskus there was. It was just that the water is dripping into it, so that's a slight hisaskus, so then the shiurs would be mitztarfim. But if it's a major hisaskus, could be that the shiurs will not be mitztarfim. Yeah, so let's say when you bake matzah, you have to make sure that you don't have that the flour is not sitting with the water without any hisaskus for a shiur mil. And then you have to bake it in an oven that has a very high temperature. If you're going to bake it in an oven, in a regular oven like we have, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch that the heat of the oven, the heat in the room will cause the dough to rise faster. So it may turn into chametz before it gets baked. You have to have a very high temperature when they bake matzahs in the matzah factory. I think it's over 900 degrees Fahrenheit. It's 900 degrees temperature. So that bakes it right away. But if you're going to have, let's say, a plain oven like we have, a 500 degree oven, you're going to put in matzah dough, it'll be memaila hachmetz, it'll turn into chametz before it becomes afui. Once it becomes afui, then the chametz process stops. But kolzman that it didn't bake yet, it's not yet afui. So adarabah, the heat will cause it to be memaila hachmetz. The Gemara says you have to be careful not to knead the dough in the chama, in the sun, because if you're going to knead the dough in the sun, it could be memaila hachmetz. That's a question in Shulchan Aruch. The Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the Torah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, that when he learned by the Ramban, so they didn't have their own oven to bake in. They had to knead the dough in the base of Shal Ramban. Then they walked outside around down the block, and they rented permission to bake in the oven. Usually the ovens belong to the non-Jews. The Jews were always in a profession to make money. So apparently bakers didn't make too much money. So most of the time the Jews were not in the baking, not in the bakery business. So often they would have to rent the right from a non-Jew to use his oven. So the Rashba says they would need the dough for Pesach de Gematzes b'Beisur Shel Ramban. They would walk outside. It would be springtime. Sun would be shining. They walk down the block. He doesn't say that they ran. He said they walked down the block. And it's a bit of a walk. Rabbi Shavel, who did so much work on the Ramban, wrote a biography of the Ramban. So before he completed the biography, he decided to go visit Girona, where the Ramban lived. So he found they still have the rabbi's home. When I visited Girona, they had the rabbi's home. It has a sign on it. This is where the rabbi lived. that's assumed to be, it's a ghost town. Nobody lives there at all, and there's nothing doing over there. Just the tourists go to visit. So Rabbi Chevelle writes, and the bakery was down the block. I don't know, I was asking our tour guide, I didn't see any bakery. But Rabbi Chevelle said he saw the bakery is down the block, and it's a few minutes walk. You walk from the Beis Yoshua Ramban, and the Rajba says that they walked down the block. They weren't worried about the fact that the sun was shining. And Shulchan Aruch says that after you knead the dough, you should be memaher to bake it in the oven. So the poskim, the mefarshim on the side, understand you should be memaher because the body temperature, when you were kneading the dough with your hands, so the body temperature will warm up the dough. So it'll be memaher lahachmen. So you better bake it immediately. You shouldn't let it sit too long. So the Chazon Ish disagrees. And he says, memaher, you should hasten to bake it in the oven. Hasten means less than 18 minutes, or less than 22 and a half minutes, whatever. It doesn't mean to run. It doesn't mean you have to run. But haraya, ma'aseh rav, that the Rashba says that that's what they did. They kneaded the dough basis of Rabban. They walked outside in the street. They walked down the block, and they used to bake it. To Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik explained that he thinks that this whole chumra of Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, that the meperis amemar lahachmetz, but it'll never become chametz dog and goma. The worst it'll become is chametz nuksha, the beginning of the chametz process. The seyer, that's only if there's going to be a little bit of a saskus, and then there's going to be a shehiyah. But he said the way his system in strites is that there are no shehiyahs at all. That the dough is kneaded, and they have machines that keep on banging the dough, special machines that keep on banging the dough till the moment that you put it into the oven. So since there are no shias whatsoever, so there's no time even to be memar lahachmer. So he thought that mikra din, the chumer doesn't apply. So he says, based on the tradition that the Ramah says, you don't eat egg matzahs, you don't eat the matzah shenei loshim and peris, so they put it on the box in Hebrew. But he says, mikra din, he thought that his matzahs don't have the problem at all.
Sharam Yisyanam Be'alacha brings up on the Kishchavara brings up an issue that he says most of the matzah bakeries you have a like an assembly line type thing, the matzah all put together, and you have a long sheet conveyor belt that's moving, bringing the matzah into the oven. And he said usually the matzahs are all on metal tins on a metal conveyor belt. And he said by metal we say chametzas uchamkulo. And you should worry that the dough is being matzah before it reaches the oven while it's on this conveyor belt. The matzah, the thing.
I mean, if the heat, if the opening to the oven is open and the heat is coming into this room, but if the opening...
one metal conveyor belt that's connected and the metal line goes through. It's part of it's in the oven, and the other part, there are matzahs moving along into the oven. Would this help this
Rarun's constant saskus
until the moment it gets into the oven?
Yeah, when you have a saskus, even if it's hot. But Kozman, you have a saskus, so it's not bole de chimots. Yeah. Yeah. What is chametz and what is seor? Those are two different things. So chametz is if it's roi lachila, you mix flour with water. One of the chameshes mini dogon, which is bole de chimutz. The Gemara says all the other kidneys is not bole de chimutz. We assume arizu derchen is not bole de chimutz. The Gemara says later in the Masechta lekama kuf yudal on the base leis lachosh lahod Rabbi Chemanuri. Nobody holds like Rabbi Chemanuri, and there's no concern. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat rice on Pesach even if the rice was sitting in water all day long. It's not bole de chimutz. Period. Leis lachosh lahod Rabbi Chemanuri. That's what the Rishonim say. See from that Gemara that there was no such thing as a minig not to eat kidneys, because those who are machmir not to eat kidneys don't eat rice. The Gemara said there's no problem. Leis lachosh lahod Rabbi Chemanuri. He was outvoted. And there's no room for a chumra. Yeah, where does a chumra come from not to eat kidneys? So that's based on the Gemara on Mem on the base. The Gemara says that in the home of the Reish Galusa, they used to mix in to thicken the soup. They used to mix into the kedera chasisi, bought a chasisi. So Tosfos quotes from the Oruch, Nira Liriki the Pirish Va Oruch, the bottom Tosfos on them and the base. They used to mix in kemach shel adashim. They used to make flour out of bebelach, out of kidneys, and they used to put it into the soup in order to make it thicker, should have more of a body. So Rava is upset. He says the kitchen in the Reish Galusa is run by Avodim. It's not run by yeshiva guys. They don't have such a team of Yirei Shemayim. The Avodim are not so medactic in mitzvah, so how can you be mekel? Is it permissible? Is that right that they should give a hashgacha on the kitchen of the Reish Galusa if they have avodim running the whole place? They don't have such great Yerushalayim over there, so it's not proper to allow kidneys. That's how the Ri quotes the Pirush HaOruch. So we are afraid that Bizman Hazeh nobody has too much Yerushalayim. So that's why the Minig developed not to permit kidneys. If you'll allow people to mix kidneys with water and let it sit as long as they want, next thing you know is that people will confuse and mix flour with water. So if they're going to mix matzah mel with water, so the matzah mel is ofui. And the Brisa said, Eilu dvarim she'enem bodim dechimetz are ofui. If it's already baked, it's not bodim dechimetz. But the people may mix flour that you use for baking matzah. Regular flour, not matzah mel. If you use regular flour, mix it with water, that'll taka turn into chametz. So the minig, not to eat kidneys, perhaps is based on this gemara. When the Rambam quotes all the dinim in the beginning of Hilchas Chametz and Matzah, so the Ravid has a hasoga on the Rambam. The Ravid says, you're not allowed to eat that, that's chametz nuksha. What's chametz nuksha? What is the Ravid disagreeing about? So that we have the reading, in all of our editions of the Rambam, the Ravid's Hasoga is when the Rambam quotes, if you have made peiros with flour, so made peiros is not bole dechimot, so the Ravid tainas like Rashi, that made peiros is not bole dechametz dog and gomer, but it may become chametz nuksha. That's how Rashi says. Made peiros is memar lahachmes, may bake chametz nuksha. And there were older editions of the Rambam where the Hasoga's Ravid was on a different halach than the Rambam. When the Rambam writes, if he mixed kidneys flour with water, it's not bole dechimot. So the Prima Godim had a girsa that the Hasagas arrived. I think my father had an old Rambam that was printed in Berlin, totally different Surah Sadaf, and had some of the lines in the Rambam that are already taken out of the standard editions of the Rambam that were the censor took out. So my father's Rambam still has some of those lines still in the Rambam. It's a very old edition. So that edition also has the same as the Prima Godim. They have the Hasagas Haravid on the halacha of kidneys. When the Rambam says if you mix kidneys flour with water, it's not bole dechimot. So they had a Hasagas Haravid. It's not bole dechimot, but it's bole de tchilas hachimot. It'll become chametz nuksha. Yeah, the Pashto says that it's not so. The kidneys is not even bole de tchilas hachimot. Pashto says there is no such ravid. It's only a chumra that okay. It has a source in the Gemara Mem on the base. The Rabbi says, the way the Aruch understood the Gemara, it's not proper to allow that Hecha d'shchich e'avde with the Zalak of Yerushalayim. And that's the meaning by the Ashkenazim, that you don't permit kittens because you're afraid people will think that you're allowed to use regular flour. Yeah, what about our regular flour, Taka? You can take regular flour, kemach min ashuk, they call it in Shulchan Aruch. You can use kemach min ashuk. It won't be called shmure matzah. The Gemara says on the last line on Mem Amid Aleph and the top line on Mem Amid Beis that we are Machmir, we follow this Gemara, that you need Shmura Mishas Ktsira. When you harvest the Tvua, the harvesting doesn't have to be done by a Jew. You can have a non-Jew do it also, but it should be supervised by Jewish people. Rabbi Yisrael Omer Agabov, that it should be Shmura Matzah. Shmartem Es HaMatzos. We darshan as if it says Shmartem Es HaMitzvos, a mitzvah boliotcha, al tach mitzeno. Just like you shouldn't allow the matzahs to become chametz, you shouldn't allow a mitzvah to become chametz. You should, when you have an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, do it right away. Mitzvah boliotcha, al tach mitzeno, you shouldn't be shoyer to do the mitzvah. But the original pasuk doesn't go on mitzvahs, the original pasuk goes on matzah, Shmartem Es HaMatzos. So you see that the matzah for the Seder needs shmura matzah. What does it mean shmura? Shmura means shima mechimutz. And Shmura means also Asiya Lishmo. So the Asiya Lishmo, that's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Pri Chodesh. Asiya Lishmo, it's only called Asiya from the time of Nesinas Hamayim. So the mixing of the flour, when you harvest it, that's not called Asiya Samatzes. And when you grind it up, that's not called Asiyas HaMatzah. Asiyas HaMatzah begins when you mix the flour with the water. That's the beginning of the Asiyas. And that cannot be done by a non-Jew. Whenever you need Lishma, the Lishma has to be done by the Jew. It cannot be done by a Kotna. Kotna is a La Barda, so you can't think Lishma. That's the Gemara in Gittin. A Kotna Cherishet to the Kotna can't write. The part of the get that needs Lishma Menatara has to be written by a Godel La Barda. If the Kotna writes it, since he's a La Barda, it's considered as if it's done Shalom Lishma. So the actual Asiyas HaMatzis means the Nisinas HaMaim on and putting into the oven. That's the real Asiyas HaMatzis. That cannot be done by a Nachri, the Solom and Agabam. That has to be done Lishma. But the other part, the Katsira, and the grinding up, that can be done by non-Jews. That does need Asir Lishma. It just needs Shima Mechima. So you have to have somebody supervise. Strictly speaking, for the purpose of eating matzah, the rest of Pesach, we assume, you don't need Shima Mechima. Because it's highly unlikely, it's very far-fetched, that it's going to be Achmet B'Mechuber. The Gemara says earlier in the Lamas, theoretically it is possible that the grain, while it's still attached to the ground, turned into chametz. So what does it help if you're going to have Shmurim Mishas Ktsira? The Jew was watching it after he harvested it from the ground. Maybe they already turned into chametz while it's still attached to the ground. The Gemara says such a thing is possible. Kegon de achmetz b'mechuber. So the Minchas Chinuch says, yeah, but that's so highly unlikely. It's highly improbable. So that you're not mechuyev to worry about. So here also, this is a little more likely, but it's still far-fetched. The Reiv is that after the, let's say, regular tvua, the Goyim harvested the grain, and they leave it there on the farm, and sometimes it's going to rain. But the rain, you're not going to have a puddle of water, and the grain is going to be soaking in the puddle. It's going to rain, and the rain will get absorbed in the ground, and it'll wash off the kernels of grain, and it's not going to turn into chametz. But it's a little more likely, it's a little more probable than Achmetz b'mechuber. So that's why the Gemara says that that's part of Shmura Matzah. The matzahs that you use for the Seder have to be Shmura. Not only Asiyah l'shmo, Mishas Nesina Samayim V'yel should be done by the Jews, Mishas Ketzira, Shmur Mishas Ketzira, we're machmer for that. You should have Shmura Mishas Ketzira to make sure that it has Shima Mechima. So the Pre-Chadish says the Ketzira and the grinding up it can be done by Nochem as long as it's done under supervision, that it should be Shima Mechimutz. Yeah, what does it mean Shima Mechimutz? You have to watch that it shouldn't become chametz. What if you're mixing the matzahs? What if you're mixing? Yeah. What about the regular flour? The regular flour that we have in the stores that we buy all year long. That's not Shmur Mishas Ktsira at all. So let's say I'll mix it with water and I'll bake it as matzahs. So it'll be pshutas. It won't be Shmur, but it'll be pshutas. So you'll be allowed to eat it for the remaining days of Pesach. Only for the Seder won't be allowed. So the Gemara says that l'chatchila we don't permit l'sisa. The Gemara has three opinions. The Gemara says l'sisa means to bleach the kernels of grain, to wash them off. Well, the kernels of grain grow from the ground, they're full of dirt. So you want to wash them off so it shouldn't be dirty. So the Gemara has three opinions. One opinion is that it's also liltos. You're not allowed to bleach the kernels of grain because it may become chametz, you may not realize. The other opinion is muta liltos, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. Why do you have to look for trouble? The third opinion is that it's a mitzvah liltos. All the three opinions on Mem Amud Aleph, on the second half of the Amud. The third opinion is that it's a mitzvah liltos. Why is a mitzvah? Because you want to have shmura, and shmura means not only asiyah l'shma, shmura means shima mechimutz. So you have to do something risky that may cause the kernels of grain to turn into chametz, and you have to be careful that it shouldn't turn into chametz. And the more risky the activity is, so the more shmura matzah is, so the more mishumar it is. You have to have shima mechimutz. So we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin mitzvah liltas, we paskin, it's not permissible. Not permissible. Menachas, we read last week in the Parsha, and Parsha's Vayikra is going to come up in Parsha's Tav again. A mincha, losiyof chametz. You're not allowed to let it become chametz. So what about lesisa a menachas? So the Gemara says also, not allowed. You're not allowed to do lesisa a menachas because it may turn into chametz, just like you shouldn't do lesisa on the on the kernels of grain that you plan to make the matzahs from, because you shouldn't run the risk. They may turn into chametz. So too, you shouldn't permit lisisa on the kernels of grain that you're going to use for, you're going to make flour from to make the menachos. We don't permit that. Yeah. What happens if he did do lisisa? Some yikir adin, it doesn't make it a chametz. It just b'chatchili shouldn't do it. So that's the shaila. What if you have kemach min hashuk? You have kemach that the goyim harvested, so there was no shmura mishas ketzira, and there was no shmura at the time that they ground it up. So years ago, in the days of the Rosh, they used to have water mills. How did they grind? So now they grind. They have electric mills. Years ago, the mill used to, they got the power to grind the grain, because the mill was always by the river. So the water is flowing benkovako, so the water would cause the whole mill to, the big wheel to go, and that would grind up the grain. So when the water would be splashing all over the place, so it would be a common occurrence that the water sometimes would splash into the flour that they had just ground up. The water splashes into the flour. So that's possible if it sits long enough that it'll turn into chametz. So that's why the Rosh says you have to be careful to have shmura, even if you're not concerned about shmura mishas ketzira, that's really a chumra, that's on the top line on mem and beis. And one of the amoraim, who is it? Mar brei de ravina, his mother would manketele ime barbe. His mother would have a basket and she would do the shmura mishas ketzira. So that's quoted in the Gemara as a chumra. So the Rosh says, but the shmura mishas tchina, that's not only shmurim mishas lisha, when you mix the flour with the water, you have to be careful it shouldn't turn into chametz. That for sure, that's when the shema mechimetz for sure begins then. But the Rosh added on, you should have shmurim mishas tchina, because they used to have the water would often splash from the river into the flour. Yeah, today, they have flour mills. See, that doesn't have to be near the river. They don't use the water power. So this whole idea of shmurim mishas tchina is really irrelevant. Yeah, so what about the Kemach Man Ashuk today? Kemach Man Ashuk today is the same as it used to be. So the Poskim from the 1500s point out that it's not the same. That although Bismara Gemara Lisisa didn't ask it, but L'chatchid, you shouldn't bleach the flour, you shouldn't bleach the kernels of grain, because you run the risk that it may become chametz. But in the 1500s, they write, the Radvaz and others write like that, that they didn't just do the sisa to wash off the kernels of grain. They used to soak the kernels of grain for many hours at a time in order to get off all the dirt on the surface. If they soak it for a long time, there's a high likelihood that it'll turn into chametz. So some are of the opinion that it's mamish etaruv is chametz. Some held that it's chametz dog and gomer. That kemach ben ashuk today is not what it used to be in the days of the Rishonim. Kemach men ashuk, if he got stuck in the days of Rishonim, would be allowed. When they were giving the refuseniks instructions, I remember years ago, before communism collapsed, so there were people in Russia who were baking matzahs against the wishes of the government. So in some cities, the flour would be bleached. In the small villages, the flour in Russia would not be bleached. So if the flour was not bleached, then it's taka kemach min ashuk. In the big cities with the flour, like in New York, so they had mask on the big cities, the flour would be bleached. So that's no longer called kemach min ashuk, because they had the practice since the 1500s to soak the kernels of grain for a long period of time. So that's no longer kemach min ashuk. So I remember when they gave them instructions, they had to tell them they can't use the kemach min ashuk because it may be bleached. That's one problem. And then gave me instructions also how high the heat in the oven has to be. That if you have a plain oven and you're going to put in the matzah, the heat is going to cause it to become chametz before it becomes afui. You have to have a very high temperature. You have to have much higher, I think, than 500. You have to have something like 800-900 degrees that it should bake right away rather than become memar lahachmetz, rather than become chametz before it becomes baked.
So now, our bleached flour is soaked.
Yeah,
that's no good.
That's worse than kemach min ashuk. B'shas hadchak, you can bake matzahs, but kemach min ashuk, so you won't have the heder of shmurim mishas ketzira. But ours is not. The poskim say since the 1500s, ours is not considered kemach min ashuk. It's a concern. Some say it's chametz nuksha. They think that tchilas achimetz process may be occurred. Others think that it's chametz dog and gomer. Others think that it's taruv is chametz dog and gomer. They think it's much worse than plain old kemach min ashuk.
I can make soft matzahs, wouldn't
I don't know. I'm not familiar. I never looked into it. Here there is a discussion in the Gemara. We had the Rambam's opinion was reading this Gemara Lamed Vav Hamad Aleph that lechem oni matzah shir is not acceptable. So the Rambam thinks only the four mashkim, yayin shemen dvash acholov. All the others, he according to the Rambam, regular egg matzah is kosher for the seder. And the Rambam's opinion is not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. They assume, like the Rabbein and Tam said in Taisus, that all meiteris is considered the matzah shira, and it's not cannot be used for the leila seder. So the Gemara discusses on Lamed Hamad Aleph. What if you mixed flour with meiteris? So the Gemara says, and you let it sit for a long time. So the Gemara says, "Ein chayav malam shum chametz." So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion: what's the reason why not chayav shum chametz? Because meiteris ain't machmitzim. Either according to Rashi, the worst it can become is chametz nukshe, so you won't be chayav koris on it. Or according to the Tosfos, the Rabbi Natan, meiteris ain't machmitzim. Period. It's not machmitzim alone at all, unless you have meiteris with water. But if you have just made peris alone without any water, is made peris hay machmitzim. But first, so that was the final interpretation that the Gemara had. If you are losh isa b'mei peris en chayovim al chimutzoi koreis, because made peris hay machmitzim. But first, the Gemara thought it's a different reason why. Because if you would bake it faster, you would be able to make chametz out of it. If you bake it fast, you'd be able to make matzah out of it, and if you let it sit long, it turns into chametz. So you only chayv koris on such a chametz, which, like the Gemara said, there's a din. It's only good for matzah if it's boli de chimutz. If it's not boli de chimutz, it's not acceptable for matzah. So the Gemara thought there's such a similar din. It's only chametz if it's boli de matzah. If you would have baked it earlier, it would have been able to be used for the seder. So if you let it sit long enough, then it turns into chametz, then you got to be chayv koris. But if you have with mei peiris, and mei peiris is matzah shira, and is not acceptable for the seder, so even if you didn't bake it right away, let it sit for a long time, the Gemara thought, that's why you're not chayov malchimutz of koris, because the difference between chametz and matzah only is how long it's sitting there. But if it's such a type of an iso, that if you would have baked it earlier, it would not be kosher for the seder, so because it's a matzah shira, so then even if you let it sit longer and turns into chametz doesn't go, you won't be chayv koris. So the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara said that's ridiculous. There is no such din, and the reason for this din is shenilosh shebiyayin shemen vash en chayov machimutz the koris because mei peris ein machmitz. So in that Gemara, and the Gemara has that discussion. So there is a discussion in the Rishonim. We require shmura matzah for the seder. And Shmura has two parts to it. You have to have Asiyah Lushmon, you have to have Shima Mechimutz. So what if you hold like the Rabbein Tam Shita? The May Paris are not Machmitzim at all. Unless you have May Paris with water, then the Gemara says, Lamed Vav and Aleph, it's Memaila Hachmitz. The May Paris alone are not Machmitzim at all. So what if you mix Pesach Digger flour with May Paris? With your eyes closed, you know, it's not Bola Dechimutz, period. Is that called Shmura? Is that called Shema Mechimutz? But you say, no. Even if he goes to sleep, there's nothing to watch. That's not called, it's only called Shema Mechimutz if there's a potential that it may turn into chametz. But if you just have May Paris and you hold May Paris, a machmitzim, if you have no water mixed in, so maybe that's a lack of Shema Mechimutz. Maybe it's a better Shema Mechimutz. You were so careful that it's impossible that it should become chametz. So that's a machlekes harishayim. So the Ramban holds that's called the lack of Shema. Shema means you have to, like the Gemara said, one opinion in the Gemara was that it's a mitzvah lil tois. That was the Gemara on, there were three opinions on them, Amar Aleph. So one opinion was, it's also to do, we follow the opinion, also to do the sisa. One opinion, amuta to do the sisa. Third opinion was, it's a mitzvah to do the sisa. You have to do something risky in order that it should be considered a mamuhuradik, a form of shmura. You have to have Shema Mechimetz. So that we don't accept. We hold the chatchid, you shouldn't do the sisa.
What would be the nafkamina, meaning it's already shenilosh b'nei peres? so it's not kosher for mitzvahs.
So let's say, according to the Rambam's opinion, that only these dalad mashkim, yayin, shem, and dvash, and cholov, are called matzah shira, but what we call egg matzahs that have apple cider with the eggs, it's not, according to the Rambam, it's not matzah shira. So would you really be, so the Rambam said you'd be able to use it for Leil HaSeder. And the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban argue, how can you use it for Leil HaSeder if it's a machmitzim? So it's not shmura. Shmura means you have to make sure you bake it earlier as opposed to later. You have to rush to bake it faster. If you wait too long, it'll be bole dechimutz. But if you're going to bake such a thing that's not bole dechimutz, so by definition, it's not called shmura matzah. So the Rambam thinks it's better shmura. It did such a good shimur, even if we go to sleep, it can't turn into chometz. And the Ramban and the Mohammed holds not so. That's called not bole dechimutz, so that's not called shmura. And the Rambam holds that it is shmur. Yeah. Why does the Rambam hold that only these dalad mashkim? That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. It's a deep, dark secret nobody understands. Why? It's a pella. Why only these dalad mashkim? So the Avnei Nezer has a whole Charifas Dik suggestion over here. He always has Charifas. He says that, let's say you have a Shmura Matzah and you smear out a little jelly. So the jelly makes it into a Matzah Ashira. Matzah Ashira is only if the Ashiras is intrinsic, if you baked it with May Paris. But if you add something on later on, that doesn't make it Matzah Ashira. The Gemara has a different concern. The Gemara has, there's a machlekes on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, machlekes between Hillel and the Chachamim. How do you fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and morer, or Pesach matzah and morer? So Hillel is of the opinion that you eat both together, the two girsas, oyechel matzah morer, oyechel Pesach matzah morer, the two girsas. The Rambam's girsa is matzah morer. Not the Rambam holds you never eat the Pesach, even according to Hillel, you never eat Pesach matzah mor. And the standing gear says, not like the Rambam. They point out, the Rishalmi is beferish against the Rambam. Rishalmi in Chala says beferish that according to Hillel, you korach all three together, Pesach, matzah, umor. So you chew, you eat all three together. So that's a machlekes. Hillel holds like that. Then the two versions of what Hillel said, that's the only way to fulfill a mitzvah, to eat it b'kricha achas, or you korach Pesach, matzah, mor. Or he says, no, you have an option. You can either eat it together, or you can eat it separately. That's how the Rambam quotes. You can either eat it together, or you can eat it separately. The Rambam says, the Rambam holds, Hillel never said you eat the Pesach together, only the matzah and the mor. So the Rambam says, if you eat the matzah separately and the mor separately, then you say two different brachas. When you eat the matzah, you say the bracha alachilas matzah. When you eat the mor, you say the bracha alachilas mor. And if you eat the matzah and the mor together, b'kricha achas, like Hillel, then you say one bracha, and the answer, shekadishana b'mitzvah, sabit sivan, v'alachilas matzah z'merarim. One bracha together, because the brachas don't depend on how many mitzvahs you're fulfilling, the brachas depend on how many maaseh ha-mitzvah you do. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Lulav, he says, if you shake together the dalam minim, you say anatilas lulav. Why do you say anatilas lulav? What about the other three minim? So the Gemara says the lulav is taller, so then you only say the bracha based on the lulav. But the Rambam says, the Rambam's opinion is that if you pick up one after the other, after the other, after the other, so you will see Yotzei the mitzvah. Tosfos Menachos thinks not so. Tosfos Menachos thinks that even though we paskin that lulav ain't a tzorech eged, you don't have to tie together the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravis, but still you have to pick them all up together. And the Rambam holds not so. If you pick up the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, pick up Zeh Hazeh, so you're also the Yotzei the Mitzvah. So the Rambam says, if you pick up Zeh Hazeh, so when you pick up the Lulav, you say Anatilus Lulav. Pick up the Esrik, you say Anatilus Esrik. Pick up the Hadassim, you say a third bracha. Pick up the Arabis, you say a fourth bracha. If you pick all four up together, then you say one bracha Anatilus Lulav. But the Rambam says it's only one mitzvah because our bo minim ma'akvim Zeh Zeh. How can you say four brachas on one mitzvah? The answer is, if you did four maaseh ha-mitzvah, then you say four brachas. If you did one netilah, then you say one bracha. The Rambam writes that there's the first parsha, parsha Vayikra, is a mitzvah to be makor of a korban olah kimishpatah. It's one mitzvah. So the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I'm not going to count shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, hefshet, nituach, haktora, nisachaya. I'm not going to count each step of the way as a separate mitzvah. In smicha, everything is another mitzvah. No, it's one big mitzvah to be makaber kavanah l'kimishpatah. So the Rambam asks on the Rambam, How can he say it's all one mitzvah? But the Tosefta says that each kohen that does a separate step says another bracha. Whoever shechts the korban, the Gemara says on Dab Zayin, he say lishchat es hazevach. Then one the kohen does kabbalas adam says shekadoshanu b'kedushasu shalar mitzivanu lekabbalas adam. Then the one who does halacha says shekadoshanu b'kedushasu shalar mitzivanu loyelches adam. The one who does the zrika says another bracha. One of the hepshit nituach. Nisach Hayayin, and so on, Haktar, everyone who does it, each step of the way, says another bracha. According to the Rambam, that it's all one mitzvah, how come he says so many brachas? So the Meforshim on the Sefer Mitzvahs, on the bottom of the page, say it's not a kasha. The Rambam holds that you recite a bracha every time you do a Maisa Mitzvah, even though the 10 Maisa Mitzvah constitute one big mitzvah. So the same over here, the Rambam writes, the Rambam understood that it's optional. If you want, you can eat matzah and the morah together. If you want, you can eat the matzah separately and the morah separately. That's Hillel Shita. And the Chachamim disagree. They hold mitzvahs mevatel zu azu. When it comes to a mitzvah of eating food, so eating food, everybody eats food. The non-Jews eat food also. The behemoths also eat food in order to stay alive. So in order that a achila should be constitute a mitzvah, you have to eat the matzah without anything else. You have to eat the korban pesach without anything else. You have to eat the morah without anything else. If you're going to eat a dvar mitzvah with a dvar hoshus, osi dvar hoshus, a mevatel dvar mitzvah. So that's a machlokes hatanaim where they say mitzvahs mevatel zuz. What if you're going to eat matzah and the morah together? So bizman said the morah is the rabbanon and the matzah is the raisa. That's how we paskin morah. Bizman said the rabbanon, matzah the raisa. So everyone would agree, you can't eat the matzah and the morah together, because the matzah is the rice and the morah is a dvar hashus. So also dvar hashus and mevatel dvar mitzvah, that for sure you wouldn't be yotze. What about bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim and the mitzvah of achilas morah, at that time was the rice, would you be allowed to eat the matzah and the morah together? So the Gemara said, that's a machlokes hatanai. Do you say from the perspective of the matzah, the morah doesn't count? From the perspective of the morah, the matzah is a dvar hashus, so it kills the mitzvah? No mitzvah recognizes the other mitzvah as a mitzvah. He's saying all the mitzvahs recognize each other. Mitzvahs aim about lezuz. Only if you eat a dvar hashus, if you eat something else together with it, then it'll be mevatel. So let's say if you're going to eat matzah, and you're going to smear on a thick layer of peanut butter maybe is kidneys, okay, you're going to smear on whatever, some kind of a jam, some kind of a jelly. So if you have a thick layer of jelly, so you're eating a dvar hashus together with a dvar mitzvah, so that'll be mevatel. So you won't be out to the mitzvah matzah. But let's say you have a very thin layer, a slight bit of jam on top of the matzah. So then Tosfos says, if it's only a little bit, then you don't say, osi dvar hashus mevatel dvar mitzvah. So would you say that little bit of jam that you smeared on makes it into matzah ashira? So Tosfos says, no, it's only called matzah ashira if the ashiras is intrinsic in the matzah. If you have something shmir on the outside, that doesn't make it matzah shir. So what if you did bake the matzah with apple cider and with orange juice and with eggs? So then it is considered intrinsic. Then it is considered, the matzah itself is called matzah shira. So the Avnei Nezer quotes that there's a machlekes hatanaim in the Yerushalmi, the Mishnayos and Yerushalmi and Chala. In order to be chayv and chala, you have to have a large enough isa. You have to have mem gimel beitzah mechaymish beitzah. You have to have so much of a volume. So what if you lost the isa with mei peiros? Is that mitzarif everything together? So that's a machlekes hatanoim, and it's a machlekes the early rishonim and a machlekes the later rishonim. Whether if you make cake and you didn't mix in any water at all, if you mixed in a little bit of water and the water would have held all of the flour together, but you mixed in a lot of mei peiros to give it a certain flavor, so fine. So the water would have held it together. So if you mix in any one of the zayin mashkim, so for sure zayin mashkim are mitzarif. But what if you didn't mix in any one of the zayin mashkim and you only mixed in mei peiros? Is that mitzarif or not? So the Yerushalmi has that a machlokes hatanoim. Both benegeh to chiyuv chala and benegeh to kabbalas tuma. Let's say I have a long Italian bread. An adam tummy touches one end of the bread. So we say magim miktsase kemagim bekula. If he touches the end of the bread, he makes it into a rishon tuma, sheni tuma, whatever it happens to be. So the whole bread is one unit. So is that only if the bread was niloish with one of the zayim mashkim yad shach adam? What if the bread was nilush and made peris? Do you say maga b'miktsosa ke maga b'kula or not? Are the made peris mitzaref or not? So that's a beferish and machlokes hatanaim in a tosefta. So Rishami says that machlokes hatanaim is identical. That's the same machlokes over here. Is it chai b'chala? In order to be chai b'chala, you have to have a mashke that's going to be mitzaref all of the mem gimel beitzah mechemish beitzah together. So they were tanaim who are of the opinion only design mashke ma mitzaref. And the other side, even made peris is also mitzaref. The shaila is how the Rambam paskin. So that's unclear. The Rambam is unclear. How does he paskin? Is there a chi of chala if you losh be made peris without any water? So the Amnenezer thinks, there's a question whether this is accurate. The Amnenezer quotes a Kes Mishnah. He thinks the Rambam paskin that it's not mitzaref, that only design mashkema mitzaref. So now he understands the Rambam very well. It's going to be losh iso. Yayin, shemen, dvash, and cholov, a four are the dalad mashkim. So if you're going to be losh disa with one of these four, that's mitzaref all of the flour together. So since it's mitzaref the flour together, it is also mitzaref to the isa. So then it's considered matzah shira, because the ashiras, the made peiris, the yayin, shemen, dvash, and cholov, are intrinsic. It's mitzaref to the isa. So that'll be a chisaron of matzah shira. If you lost with water, water is fine, water is mitzare, but water is matzah lechemani, that's not a problem. If you use tal is the same as water, so that's not a problem. You only have one more mashka left, dam. No, dam is treif anyway, so you're not going to be lost the isa with dam. So that's what the Abnenezer thinks. That's why the Rambam holds that only these dalad mashkim that I mentioned on Lamed Vav and Aleph constitute matzah shira. If you'll be losh the iso with mei peiris like our egg matzah, the Rambam thinks it's not matzah shira because the ashira is not intrinsic to the matzah. It was not nitztarif. The apple cider with the eggs is like smearing on a little. Is considered like smearing on a tiny little bit of jam afterwards, that doesn't make it into matzah shira. The only time there's a psula matzah shira is the ashira is intrinsic to the thing itself. That's a fantastic suggestion. Anyway, in Shulchan Aruch they don't quote that. Shulchan Aruch they quote the Taisus opinion on Lamed Hem and Beis that all made peiris make matzah shira, and we're machmer on Pesach not to eat egg matzahs because of Rashi's Chumrah. The question is, what about Erev Pesach? The Rabbi Netama is not to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach. So what about Bayos? So the Ramah writes that we don't make egg matzahs at all. We don't make Shailas. The Shaila is, the Ramah means, because Meshugadav means, who's going to manufacture egg matzah if you can only eat it on Erev Pesach? That's what he means. Or does he mean, no, we're machmer even on Erev Pesach? So the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe Ha'aruch, writes explicitly that we follow the Rabbi Natam, that Matzah Shira and Erev Pesach is not a problem. Nilish ben May Peris, we're only Machma on Pesach, and Erev Pesach we would be Mekel, but who's going to Patke? Who's going to make egg matzah just for Erev Pesach? But strictly speaking, if you want to eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach, it would be okay. It's just that on Pesach we don't eat it. That's how it says in the Ramon, in the Darkei Moshe.
Okay. And that's the whole thing, even with Shechalios B'Shabbos, that's the whole thing, even after Shas series, so it's still be Mutter?
Right. Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos. So that's what many say, you should eat egg matzahs. Are you not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach? So they says, no, egg matzahs is matzah shira. So that's not included in the prohibition. I, Rashi, had the Chumrah, that it's Memaila Hachmetz. So the Rabbi Natam was only observing Rashi's Chumrah on Pesach. On Erev Pesach, he didn't observe the Chumrah. And the Ramos says in the Darkei Moshe, we follow the Rabbi Natam, that to have egg matzahs on Erev Pesach would be mutter. We just said, who's going to bother to make egg matzahs for Erev Pesach, Shcholis, B'Shabbos? But if you have a company who did bother to do it, all the companies, they all make egg matzahs for Pesach. So you can use it for Erev Pesach.
So Shas HaSiris thing is just for people not have a suit of Sukkos
Tiyantin? The what?
The Shas HaSiris thing, that's only just the not have a suit of
Sukkos Shoah Siris, you're not allowed to have chametz after Shoah Siris. Yeah, chametz is also midirabon. It's also about the 2 hours before chatzos. It's also about 1 hour before chatzos.
Can we talk about Shoah Siris there, though?
Dafa Mashara? Shoah Siris, that's later in the day, half an hour before Mincha Ktana. Somach Mincha Ktana, Kadesh Shiachon Matzah Leteyoven. You should eat Leteyoven. So you're not supposed to have a meal so late in the day. For example,
I don't know, but a lot of jelly on, like you said earlier, in a way that would make it so that it wouldn't be able to
use it. No, but then you're not yotze because you eat a dvar hashus with a dvar mitzvah, but on Erev Pesach you're not yotze the matzah anyway, and still it's also to eat the matzah.
Bagel out of matzah meal or something?
If you make a bagel out of matzah meal, so why wouldn't you be yotze with that if you make a bagel out of matzah meal? That's probably a matzah. There'll be a kosher matzah for the Leil HaSeder. No, if you have egg matzahs, So the Ramah says, we follow the Rabbein Atam, that we're not machmeh for Rashi. Chum and Mikra, they win a hole like Rashi. But out of respect for Rashi, we're machmeh. So the Chum is only on Pesach, and there at Pesach, we don't observe the Chum. The Ramah just says, you're not mechuyev to make yourself crazy to bake egg matzahs there at Pesach. Who's going to bother to do it? But if someone bothered, all the companies, they bothered to do it. So then it's okay. Okay, we'll stop here tomorrow, but then we'll continue.